You're right. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Sham. So this is Sunday Satsang, March 3rd, 2024, Radhakundam. I'm going to start the class with a discussion myself about darshan of Krishna. Actually, the goal of every bhakti is prema se around Krishna Vrindavan. This is the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnava. This is the prayojan, the goal of the paramgati of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, is to attain the loving service of Krishna and Radharani of Vrindavan. Radhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Taddama Vrindavana Ramya Kachirupasana Brajavaduk Vidir Vajavadu Vir Sakavita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Pramanam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vatamidam Natratarada. So the goal is prema, but before we get to prema, we have to attain bhava. Jiva Goswami explains in Bhakti Sandarbha that when one devotee attains the level of bhava bhakti, he or she becomes qualified to have darshan of Krishna. So what is the experience of having darshan of Krishna? First of all, let's define what is bhava bhakti. And because, thank you. Bhava Bhakti is the beginning of prema. It's the goal. The goal is bhava. Bhava means sentiments, feelings, emotions, loving sentiments. So Rupa Goswami gives a very clear definition of bhava bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, first wave, chapter 3, verse number 1. He says, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamshu Samya Bhak Ruchi Vish Chitta Masrinya Masrinya Kridaso Bhava Uchate. Bhava Bhakti is made completely of pure goodness, Vishuddha Sattva. Because Bhava Bhakti means, at Bhava Bhakti, the manifestation of the seed of Bhakti, which is given to us by Guru at the time of Diksha. Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Latavija. Lord Chaitanya explains in Madhya Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 19, verse 151 or 156, I forget. He explains how Diksha happens. Diksha happens when one receives the Bhakti Latavija from Guru through mantra Diksha. What are the Diksha mantras in the Gaudiya Sampradaya? Diksha mantras in the Gaudiya Sampradaya are Gopal mantra and Kamgayashi. Hare Krishna mantra is not a Diksha mantra, it's just a Nam. It's called Nam. There's Nam and mantra. There's a verse in Adi Lila, chapter 7 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is describing the difference between Nam and mantra. He says, Samsara Mochan, Samsara Mochan, Nam, mantra, mantra. By chanting Diksha Mantra, you get free from samsara. And by chanting Hare Krishna Nam, you get Krishna Charan. You attain it. You attain lotus feet of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. But you can't attain lotus feet of Krishna unless you're free from anartha. Anartha nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, and prema. So to get all those stages where the holy name will fully fructify, you have to attain, get Diksha Mantras. The Diksha Mantras, the function of Diksha Mantras, Kamgayashi and Gopa Mantras, is to liberate you. Liberate you from what? What's binding you to the material world? Anarthas, aparads. So Kam, Krodh, Loh, Moh, Matsarya, and all the different anarthas described Madhurya Kadambini, subtle and gross mental anarthas and physical karma, Kshubha karma, Ashubha karma, these are all binding the jiva to the material world and body. So the Diksha Mantra is absolutely necessary to liberate the body, to liberate the jiva from the body. So Samsara Mochan, this non-prabhav, the effect and power of mantra is this. Matter of fact, let me look up that verse. Where is that? Oh, it's right here. I got the same book here. I think it's here, Samsara. Samsara Mochan, mantra Samsara Mochan. Let's see what it says here. Lord Chaitanya is the father of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and he knows what he's talking about. He took Diksha Mantra, so he took Gopal Mantra himself from home. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru is who? Ishwar Puri. Page 580. I think it's page 580. Let's see if it's correct here. Let's see what's going on here. 580. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking. 580. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai Shri Radhe. This is Ayurveda Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 7, verse 73. Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Prakashananda Saraswati about Nam and difference between Nam and Diksha Mantras. Krishna Mantra Haite Kabe. Krishna Mantra Haite Habe Samsara Mochan. Krishna Nam Haite Pabe Krishna Charan. The verb Habe means to attain. Or Habe means it will be, it will happen. So Krishna Mantra gives Samsara Mochan. Mochan is Bengali for Mukti. In Bengali, in Hindi, and Sanskrit, a little different. It's Mochan. Mochan means mukti. So samsara mukti. So samsara means birth and death. And birth and death and samsara is caused by anarthas and aparads. So that's what mantra does. Liberates you from birth and death. And if mantra takes you, diksha mantras take you very quickly through anartha nirvriti and through nishtha, and through ruchi, and to bhava. And then, when you get to Bhava, then Krishna Nam Haite Pabe Krishna Charan. Then when you get to Bhava, you chant Hare Krishna, you'll see Krishna's lotus feet. So this is the power. So now, we'll describe what is Bhava, what happens in Bhava Bhakti. What happens in Bhava Bhakti? Because when we attain Bhava, then we attain the eligibility in Adhikar to have Sakshat Darshan of Krishna. It's called Sakshatkar Darshan, direct. We have the eyes, Krishna give us the eyes, the transcendental eyes to see Krishna. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. Prema and Bhakti are the same. You can hear from this verse. It says, what is Bhava Bhakti? It's a Premamshu. Prem Suri Amshu. Prem is compared to sunshine. Amshu means a ray. A ray of sun, a Kiran. We say Kiran. Or Amshu means a part of sunshine. So before you see the full sun, you see the rays. The rays is Bhava Bhakti. So when you come to Bhava Bhakti, symptoms will manifest in your heart and mind. It's Prema Surya Amshu, Samya Bhak. So Samya means like same as Hindi. Samya means equal. I take that down, put it inside the temple. Yeah, roll it up. Roll it up from the bottom. Start at the bottom, go up. Roll from the bottom up. From the feet to the head, everything's flying, yeah. Yeah, everything's flying except me, you know. I want to fly out of here. Fans automatically working here. So, Shuddha Savi Sheshatma. Yama has a very special experience. Vishesh means special. Distinguishing special characteristic of the Atma. The Atma that comes to Bhava Bhakti displays extraordinary characteristics that aren't seen in ordinary jivatmas. What are those characteristics? Ruchi, beast. When I describe ruchi here, don't get confused. This is not the stage of devotional development from anartha nirvriti. Then what happens after anartha nirvriti? What's the stage?
Nishtha.
What's after nishtha?
Ruchi.
What's after ruchi? What's after asakti? So this is describing Bhava. This is ruchi, not the level of ruchi. This is a special three tastes. Ruchi means taste. Taste. rasam, aspiration. First thing happens, masrinya, masrinya, chitta masrinya, chitta masrinya. Means the heart, the chitta. Chitta means heart, chitta means mind, chitta means consciousness, chitta means spiritual energy. So it gets very confusing. You have to see the context, what it means. Chitta masrinya means the heart becomes softened. So he defines what that is. So you can understand, you have a rock hard heart, you have a steel heart if you're not having these symptoms of softness. So the heart becomes softened by three desires. Bhava means spiritual emotions or lover's sentiments. So when we take diksha, at the time of diksha, we get the seed of bhakti. What energy is the seed of bhakti made of? The seed of bhakti is made of two spiritual potencies, Ladini Shakti and Samavit Shakti. Ladini Shakti means the ability to love and feel spiritual love and to love God and devotees, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Seva, Prem Seva, and then the ability to receive Krishna's love. This is what it means. What it means, Ladini Shakti. So Samvit means awareness, wisdom, knowledge, understanding of the Jiva and Bhagavan, the five subjects of Gita, Kala-tava, Prakriti-tava, Jiva-tava, and Karma-tava. What else is left? Ishvara-tava. Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, and Karma. That's the whole bag. That's the whole scene. So that'll all happen by diksha, seed of mantra diksha. And that seed will become a tree, and the tree will produce flowers. The flowers are bhav. The flowers on the tree are bhakti or bhava, which are these symptoms. So this Ladini Shakti will develop over as we practice bhakti, and it'll develop and it'll become a flower at the level of bhava bhakti. When it becomes a flower of bhava bhakti, it reveals three desires. Ruchi means abhilash, means aspirations, desires. Three desires we'll have. What are they?
Namruchi.
No. Three ruchis, three abhilashes. Teen abhilash, prakat ho jayega. Three abhilash, level of bhava, three desires will manifest. Desire to see Krishna. Desire to serve Krishna. Desire to please Krishna. So, how do you develop these three desires? By desiring to see Guru, and desiring to serve Guru, and desiring to please Guru. Because Guru is sakshatari. So we're learning how to love Krishna by how to love Guru. If we don't, being a Guru prema, Krishna prema, nehajag, nekaro. Not happening. Have ne, Bengali. Have noi. So, Baba creates these desires because sometimes we heard, you shouldn't desire to see Krishna. That isn't it. If you look in, you have a folio, you have a BBT folio, and you type in folio, desire to see Krishna, or see Krishna. You see thousands of references I want your desire to see Krishna. And thousands of bhajans in Bengali and Hindi. When will I see you, Krishna? When will I see you? Kabe habe bolo se din amar. Kabe kada kada kada. Kabe 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 means when. When will I see you? When will I serve you? When will I love you? When will you give me darshan? So some people preach like that. Don't desire to see Krishna. That's like your father telling you, why do you want to see that girl? You shouldn't see that girl. Well, I love her. I want to see her. No, don't. I can't stop desiring to see her. So love means desire to see the lover, be with the lover, serve the lover, lover and please the beloved. So who is the first person in the history of Vaishnavism in our Shastra, that darshan of Krishna. He didn't have darshan, actually. He never had darshan. Even after all that, you know, Chatusoki and all that stuff, he never had darshan. He only heard Tene Rida Yaradi Kaviye. Tene Rida Yaradi Kaviye. First verse of Bhagavatam. What does it say? Jamad Yasyata Itaratas. It goes on like that, a long verse. I used to have memorized. You must have memorized it.
Well, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye Muhyanti Yat Suraya Tejo Vari Mridam Yata Vinimayo Yatrotri Sargo Amrisha Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastha Kohakam Satyam Param Dhimahi.
Very good, Paka. He decided he brought in. He's not too stupid. Not too pretty smart. So this is the first verse of Bhagavatam. And Vyasa Muni Shukadeva is describing Brahma's enlightenment. Brahma didn't have darshan. He never had darshan. You read all throughout the Bhagavatam, in 10th canto, all the cantos, all the devotees are having problems. They go to Shiva and they say, there's a problem with this demon. He says, I can't help you. Go to Vishnu or go to Brahma. So then they go to Brahma. So all the demigods get together, Mother Bhumi and everyone, and they go to Brahma. And then Brahma goes to Vishnu, because Brahma has a connection, has a cell phone connection with Vishnu. Nobody else can have his darshan. Even Brahma can have his darshan. Brahma goes to Shirdakshay Loka. He stands on the milk ocean. He stands on the shore of the milk ocean. And in the middle of the milk ocean, there's Anantashesh, Balaram, Anantashesh. And floating on Anantashesh is... it's like a waterbed. Yeah, waterbed. It's Vishnu. And Vishnu is being foot massaged by Lakshmi. And it's all clouds, all fog there on the ocean. Rama doesn't have darshan. Throughout his whole life, he never has darshan, except in Krishna Lila. He didn't have darshan on Vishnu then either. He saw some kid, seven-year-old kid, eating food out of somebody else's mouth, taking a lotto out of Mata Mangal's mouth and eating it. And he saw a seven-year-old kid walking with yogurt and rice in his left hand, and between his fingers he had lemon pickle one finger, mango pickle the other finger. He had pickle, pickle, mango pickle, pickle, and like that, nibu pickle. And rice and yogurt in his left hand. He's walking on with the cow behind the cows eating like this. That's Muchi. And you take Uchishta's the food you spit out of your mouth called Uchishta. He takes the food out of someone's mouth and eats it. Brahma said, what? This is Bhagavan. He's so Muchi. He's so unclean. It's bad behavior. Well, he spoke Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, 21st verse, what was that? Yad, the Mukhya Praman is what? What's the primary Praman for Siddhanta?
Shruti.
Then secondary Praman?
Smriti.
And what is the third praman?
Achar
praman. Vaishnava achar, Rishi praman, Rishi achar praman, Bhagavan achar praman. Bhagavan is Ramchandra's perfect praman behavior. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's perfect behavior. Or Vaishnava sadachar, behavior, conduct, maryada. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, the Lord Chaitanya became monochrote. His mind became very angry if he saw improper conduct or behavior of Vaishnava. There's two verses. Maryada, it's called Maryada Lungana in Bengali. Maryada Lungana. Breaking the codes of conduct and behavior. Like you're in class and you yawn without covering your mouth. You do it all the time. Or you're in class and you blow your nose and it sounds like a trumpet. That's another special allegation. I was giving class and she sat right there. She took it, that's not proper. I should have told you in private, but it's more fun than the roast your book. Anyway, so everybody's ears went, wah. It's like the little kids are like, wah. Lord knows, like an elephant roaring. I said, wow, got a lot of prawn there. Some yogi or something. So behavior is there. So the first person at darshan of Krishna is Narada Muni, Vishnu. He had sexual darshan of Vishnu. Brahma didn't have sexual darshan. He never gets sexual darshan. At best, he can hear a transmission. Tene Rida Yadadi Brahma Ye. When all the demigods in Brahma Bhumi complains about Kamsa, they go to Brahma. Brahma, everybody goes to the ocean of milk and stands there. They can't see Vishnu, they can't have any darshan, they can't see Lakshmi. He just stands there and prays. But Vishnu hears his prayers and responds in the heart. He gets a message in the heart. He said, Vishnu is telling me that he's going to come as an avatar and kill Kamsa. So relax. And then reestablish Dharma. Which he did. Was that verse in 7, 8, 4, 4. Yadaya dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhutanam dharmasya sadatmanam sujamya. So Krishna is going to come and reestablish dharma and annihilate the duskriti. Parichranaya sadhana. Parichranaya sadhana vinasya tadushkritam. Duskriti means bad acting people, demons, shall be destroyed. So in our Bhagavatam, the first person at darshan of Vishnu as a sadhaka is Narada Muni. His story is very instructive because it describes what happens at Diksha. What happens when you have darshan of Krishna? It's in the first canon of Bhagavatam, chapter 6. Chapter 6, verses 15 through 23 describes the darshan of a Vaidhi sadhaka. Most everyone in the world is practicing Vaidhi sadhana. I can have some water. I need some water. Everyone in the world is, where's that stone thing? Is practicing Vaidhi sadhana. So, the perfect example of someone practicing Vaidhi sadhana is Narada Muni. His life and teaching is a perfect inspiration for every Vaidhi sadhaka. That's why this chapter 5 is so important for everyone to know inside and out. So this first verse, he describes his sadhana. He got Diksha in a mantra from the rishis he was living with. They were Bhakti Vedantas. He lived with Vaishnavas for 4 months, serving them as a child, as a young 5-6-year-old boy. They were pleased with him, they gave him mantra Diksha. The mantra had the Chaturvyuha names in it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shankarshanaya Pradyunaya Anurudaya Namo Nama. It's in here, the mantra's here. They gave him mantra Diksha. They said, you chant this mantra, you'll get perfection. He didn't chant, he chanted Nam, but not Maha Mantra that we know. He chanted the name of Chaturvyuha. Vasudev Shankarshan Pradyunaya Anuruddha. So he had a bhajan stali. Where he did bhajan? He did bhajan in a forest under Ashwat Vriksha. Ashwat Vriksha is Krishna Karupa, Krishna Vriksha. Says in Gita, Vrikshanam, Vrikshanam Ashwatthamaham. Krishna says in Gita, Vrikshanam Ashwatthamaham. Among Vriksha means trees, Vriksha means trees. Among trees, I am Ashwat tree. So, what tree is Shiva? People.
Brahma is banyan.
Brahma is banyan, vat vriksha, veja parivar. Veja parivar tilak. So Shiva is bilva tree, whatever you want to call it. And Brahma is palasha tree, actually. If you read Skanda Puran and Bhagavad Puran, it says Brahma is palasha tree. Palash. It's a very popular tree in Vrindavan in the old days. Palasha tree, and Shiva is a Baal tree, and Ashva tree is Vishnu, Lakshmi. There's a whole chapter in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya by Vaisham Payana Vyas. Right? Yeah, it's called Hari Bhakti Sudha. It's by Vyas with Vaishampayana. Not the Vyas of Shukadeva, different Vyas. And Hari Bhakti Sudha has a whole chapter called Ashwad Briksha Mahatmyam. It's also in Padma Puran, the glories of Ashwad Briksha. I read it and studied it. I do puja Ashwad tree sometimes. I have. It's a very good puja. So there's Lakshmi Narayana. If you do puja every day for 1 year on Saturday, you get darshan of Krishna. That's what it says. It's harder to do than you think. Every single Saturday, without fail, you have to do puja of Ashwat Briksha. And it tells you how to do puja also. So he sat on an Ashwat Briksha, and he meditated on Chaturbhuj in the heart, the forearm, forearm, paramatma in the heart. As I meditated on the lotus feet, he says, Dhyan Charanam Bhoja. He meditated on the lotus feet of Vishnu, and he attained Bhava. He says, Bhava Nirjita Chetasa. And his mind became filled with prem. We said prem means, says Bhava. Anyway, Bhava prem. And he started crying tears of eagerness. Utkanta, utkanta, utkanta means utkanta. Utkanta becomes utkanta. Utkanta ashu. Ashu means tears. Romancha kampa ashu trangabaju. So crying is ashu. Ashu means tears. He started crying, which is a symptom of Bhava. Because of eagerness to see the Lord. So what happened is, he said he was, his mind became conquered by Bhava, Bhava Nirjita, Chetasa. And Vishnu, step by step, made his appearance before me. First I saw Vishnu in the heart. So when we're doing Bhajnam Bhajan meditation, first of all, darshan Krishna in the heart. We'll close our eyes, we're trying to see Krishna in our heart, and see our siddhaya in our heart, like this. We'll see Krishna in our heart. And then, first he appeared in the heart. This is a commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti. Then he appeared in the three functions of the mind. He appeared in the nose, ear, and eyes. So I could experience the fragrance of Vishnu's body, his sugandha. I could hear the sound of his ankle bells, shabda, and see the beauty of his face, rupam. I fainted of bliss. Generally, when people have darshan of Krishna, they faint. You can read Madhurya Kadambini about it. The guy fainted like five times. He had darshan, he fainted, and then Krishna spoke to him, and then he woke up, then he woke up and heard Krishna's voice, and he fainted again. Then Krishna, he smelled Krishna, and he fainted from the smell. Then he woke up, and Krishna touched him, and he fainted from the touch. He woke up. He really got knocked out. So the love and Bhav can knock you out, you know. So watch out, Brahmachari. Make sure you get knocked out by Ron and Krishna. Not by these guys. My body became covered with thrill bumps of ecstatic love. So he's having different symptoms above. I fainted in bliss and I couldn't see myself or Bhagavan Sri Vishnu. Not seeing Vishnu anymore, I became agitated in separation. I felt like a man who lost a treasure. I desired to see Vishnu again. I fixed my mind in meditation in the heart. Pranidaya Manovridhi. And tried to see Krishna, Vishnu again. No success. So first he heard the Lord. First he saw the Lord. Then he lost contact with him. The next contact was a voice. Heard the voice of the Lord. He spoke to me. So he had two experiences of darshan of Vishnu. One seeing and one hearing the voice. He didn't experience the taste of his lips and didn't hear the sound of his flute and didn't feel the touch of his body or anything like this. Didn't smell his fragrance. He had two contact with the senses. The mind, of course the mind is also a sense. The mind, the eyes, and the ears. This is his commentary. I had experience of the sweet sounding voice of Vishnu by my ears. So in his present body, in the present sadhaka rup, Narada Muni had experience of Krishna's fragrance, of Vishnu's fragrance, beauty, and speech. It says fragrance. So he had three things. The verse is only saying, doesn't say fragrance, but Vishnu, he added that. Generally, what happens is the sequence is that you see, everyone sees the Lord first. Darsaksha darsha. Darsha means to see. If you're ever going to have darsha on Krishna, your first darsha will be with the eyes. And second darsha will be with the nose. And third darsha will be with the ears. Fourth darsha will be with the touch. And the fifth darsha will be his lips. So kiss your forehead, or kiss your lips, or kiss your hand, like that. Depending on your stai rati. If you're a mother, he'll kiss your cheeks. If you're in Vatsalya Bhav. If you're a friend, he'll kiss your hand. If you're in Sakirati, he'll kiss your hand. If you're a Govi or Manjari, he'll kiss your lips. That's trouble, what hell. We'll see, because Vishnu is saying, Narada Muni experienced the fragrance of Vishnu and the words of Krishna with his ears, his nose, and his eyes. And he would experience all the other sensations in his siddhadeya. By the sweet words of Vishnu, he removed all kinds of lamentation and suffering which arose by not seeing him. That means that words have power. Because from words comes darshan. What's that verse that proves that? Swamiji, what's the verse that proves from words, from mantra, you get darshan? No, you tell us, you're a pundit. You're a Russian pundit. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Gramindre Sivamukhe Jivada Swayami Vasparatyada. Sporti means darshan, vision. You get by Krishna Nam. Seva with tongue seva. You get Nam will give you darshan. So he didn't have darshan, but the mantra, the words of Vishnu took away his suffering. Of suffering, because when he had darshan, he fainted in bliss. And he was missing that darshan. There's nothing beats the darshan. They have everything. You have the eyes, you have the pinky, you have the head, the feet, the eyes, the heart, the ears, the nose, everything. When you have sexual darshan. So he saw all that and he experienced all that in his mind, what all that feels like together. And he directly heard the words and he smelled the fragrance. So his suffering and separation, so his lamentation and suffering and separation was removed by sound vibration. So when a guru leaves, becomes Tirobhav, when guru is prakat, manifest before the disciple, it's called Avirbhav. Avirbhav means manifest, Avirbhav. But the guru at some point becomes Tirobhav, and the sadhak group of the guru is not visible anymore. But guru siddharup is siddha, is eternal, is always visible in meditation. And maybe also in darshan, the sexual darshan on the siddha day of the guru, at bhava and prema also. Because he said he saw himself and he saw Vishnu. And we heard that a few verses before. When he had darshan of Vishnu, he saw himself, and he couldn't see himself or Vishnu anymore. And then he heard the voice, smelled the fragrance of the body. So the experience, Vishnu is saying, the lamentation and suffering that one feels in separation from Krishna or Guru can be removed by the sound vibration of Guru. Listening to the Shabda of Guru. Shabda of Krishna contains Krishna's Rupa. You follow my logic? So the Shabda, because the Shabda of Krishna is called Shabda Brahman. And the Shabda of Guru is called Shabda Brahman. Guru Vani, Shastra Vani. Guru Vani, Shastra Vani, Bhagavad Vani. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Uvacha means Vani, the words of Bhagavan. Guru Uvacha, Guru Vani. Arjuna Uvacha, Arjuna is Guru for us. He's teaching us. His Guru is Krishna. So Guru Vani, Krishna Vani, will remove lamentation and suffering. I find that to be true myself. I feel suffering and lamentation and separation from my Guru. I listen to his lectures, I feel relief. Jai Radhisham. And then what did Vishnu say to Narada Muni? He said, you won't see me again. So why does Vishnu or Krishna only get one darshan of sadhakas when they come to Bhava or praying? They only get to see Krishna once. Why?
Increased separation.
No. That's automatic. To increase love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
To increase the desire to
see again. Yeah, that's what you want. That's the thing. You read, Sri Rice once, what happens? You have a desire to eat again. So, like anything good, you want to do again, right? You only eat sweets once in your life? So, Vishnu said to Narada Muni, listen, I gave you one time darshan to increase your desire to see me. A devotee who desires to see me will gradually become free from all material desires. So Vishnu imagines a conversation between Narada Muni and Vishnu. Narada Muni said, but Bhagavan, show yourself to me one more time. And Bhagavan said, no. See once is enough to produce desire for me. By only a slight increase in longing, prema will not develop to this state of, it will be weak prema, you have to develop strong prema to come to me. My role is, this is the vidhi, Vishnu vidhi, the role of Bhagavan. I show myself only one time to person practicing sadhana bhakti. When's that lucky day coming? Tomorrow? Day after tomorrow? Parsa? I don't know. I've been fasting 50 years waiting for that one day. 50 times 365, 19,000 days, I'm waiting for that day to come. I'm not sad.
How many hours?
19,000 times 24. It gets more than the second, then it gets, gets more painful as you multiply more. If it's money, it becomes more happy. But if it's separation from Krishna, it becomes more painful. The number increases, your happiness goes down. Okay. Those who simply desire to see me. This is verse, first canto Bhagavatam, chapter 6, 22, talks about Vishnu saying, desire to see me. Devotee desiring to see me. Matkamaha, sadhus. Sadhu, a saintly person desire, calm, has desire to see me. So, although some people say we shouldn't see, but Bhagavatam says we should desire to see. I say we should see. Shouldn't forget about desire, just see. Go down the street to Raghavan Temple, walk inside and see Krishna. Sakshat Hari. He's Swaprakat Murti. Shalagram became Raghavan. Around stone became Sri Banga Shamsundar, Rao Raman. Unbelievable. Beautiful thin waist, powerful chest, big arms, big thighs, a beautiful belly button, and beautiful lips and teeth. Hey, he's a dangerous guy. he's a hunk, you know. He's a super star, you know. He's got like really thin waist, big broad shoulders, big chest. He's sweet too. And mischievous and playful, so irresistibly attractive. And second runner up is Rala Vallabha. Rala Vallabha, Mangavihari number 3. And then goes on from there. That's my rating. Everyone has their own rating. This kind of say Radha Sham number 1. Okay, good. I agreed like that, but I didn't know about the other things so much. But I lived in Vrindavan town for 3 years, 1989-1992. And then I took out everyday darshan, Bangvihari, Radhavala, and Imlita and Sringarbhat and Radha Raman and Radha Govinda Day. That was my, it was what I call around all these places every day for exercise. That was my exercise. Eye exercise, heart exercise. It was very nice. I didn't go to ISKCON. They would call me and ask me to give a class, and I would go to give a class. I fell in love with those DVDs. Radha Dominar, of course, I lived there. They used food every day for 3 years. That was nice, Mahaprasad. So now this story I'll summarize. So he says, Vishnu concludes the teaching. Concludes his speaking to Narada Muni with verse 1:6:23. He says, Satseva, by serving the saintly people, by serving the devotee for a short time, Your intelligence became firmly fixed in me. Mai drita mati. Mati means intelligence. Drita means firmly. Drita, drita brata, drita, drita, drita. Mai means me, in me. So this shows the power of serving a devotee. Your buddhi becomes fixed in Bhagavan. When you give up your body of low birth, you will become my associate. So that became revealed. And Narada Muni starts speaking to Vyasadeva. That's Vishnu who speaks and disappears, the voice disappears. And then Narada Muni is describing to Vyasadeva how he had darshan. And 1st Canto, chapter 628, he describes the Siddhadeya. The Siddhadeya was not in the heart of Narada Muni. It's not there in anybody's heart. Siddhadeyas are all in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. And so verse 1628 says that Vishnu brought a spiritual body from the spiritual world. That's clearly told. At the time I leave my body, I fix my mind on Krishna. I meditate on Krishna. And I gave up my material body and I received my spiritual body simultaneously, like lightning and thunder striking in the sky and resounding in the clouds. Prajujamane maitam shudam bhagavatim tanam. I got a spiritual body. It was brought to me by Vishnu. So that's, I gave up my body and I attained a spiritual body. So Vishnu brought the spiritual body from Vaikuntha and gave Narada Muni a spiritual body. That's the conclusion. There's another story of another devotee who got darshan of Vishnu. It's Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj in the 4th canto. So we can read about the darshan of Dhruva Maharaj of Vishnu. Dhruva Maharaj is meditating on Vishnu in the heart, just like Narada Muni, and doing yoga. He was a yogi. He was doing Ashtanga yoga, but he was personal. He wasn't Advaitin, he was a Vaishnava, so he was worshipping Vishnu in the heart, meditating on Vishnu in the heart, and desiring to see Vishnu, not desiring to merge in Brahman. So he wasn't a Jnani, he was a Vaishnava, but he was practicing yoga, Mishra Bhakti. He was doing meditation, dhyanam, which is a form of bhakti. Dhyanam, smaranam, dhyanam means meditation. But it was mixed with yoga. But Narada Muni was only doing vaidhi sadhana. He wasn't mixing with yoga or karma. There was some karma there, he had some desire to have a kingdom. But that was eliminated eventually. I mean, that was true. Dhruva had a desire to have a kingdom. Narada Muni didn't have any desire. So he was doing karmishra bhakti because he had a desire for a kingdom. He was doing yoga, which is a form of karma. It's like considered action, which becomes this jnana and karma mixed. So he had darshan. And when he saw Vishnu, he fell flat on the earth. He was drinking the sweetness of Vishnu's eye, beauty with his eyes. He kissed his feet by bowing his head. He embraced him with his arms. He embraced his feet of Vishnu with his arms. So we can say that Dhruva Maharaj had the darshan of Vishnu. He had to smell the fragrance of Vishnu. He tasted Vishnu, and he licked his feet. It says, with his eyes, he was seeing the beauty of his face, and he was kissing the sweetness of his feet. Don't get any ideas. I've had the experience already. Not disciples, so many of you. Pretty interesting. Not expected. So he was in bliss. So Vishnu saw that Dhruva was standing before him with folded hands and couldn't speak. He thought he was tongue-tied, they say. So he touched his forehead. Can you look at this word in Sanskrit on your phone?
Yes.
Kapala. K-A-P-O-L-A. Because I read a translation, it means cheek. Look it up. But they're translating this, Bhanaswami is translating forehead. He touched on the forehead with his conch.
Cheek.
So, all glories to the translator here, but it says, Kriya Kapala, I heard lectures by sadhus also talking. Because he couldn't talk. So, what, do you use your forehead to talk? No, we use your lips. Use your lips, and your just cheek and lips, and just your mouth. So you use it to talk. So Vishnu like touches his mouth, like, start talking, man. So he's got to speak up, man. You know. And I had a headache, you rub your head, you know. So you're not talking, you talk. Talk. So he touched him with his conch shell. Kripaya Kapole. So he gave the mercy with his conch shell. So that's very interesting. So all these devotees, Dhruva and Narada Muni, had darshan. They saw and they smelled. And what else did they do? They touched.
Yes.
They tasted it. At least do it privately. You're gonna lose control. Lose control privately. Don't make a scene. It'll be an unforgettable moment, no doubt, but anyway. So now we have an example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's darshan of Krishna. So the question is his darshan similar to other devotees' darshan? We heard about Narada Muni, we heard about Dhruva Maharaj, now we hear about Mahaprabhu. He had a darshan of Krishna in Puri, in Jagannath Vallabha Garden. It's described in Antilila chapter 19. Wind factor here. Chapter 19, verses 78 through 92 or so. 78 to 98. We'll read a couple of verses. Yeah, take this guy. It was in Vaishak month. Vaishak month is April, May. Garanga and his devotees entered Jagannath Vallabha Garden. It's on the main road in Puri where the Rath Yatra car goes by. A breeze was blowing, carrying aromatic breeze full of flowers. And the full moon was shining. It was nighttime, apparently. I guess Lord Chaitanya used to like to go for walks at night. It's like being cooped up in a small room in Gambira. Actually, people who live in Puri, old saints, they say Lord Chaitanya lived in a cave underground in Kashimishra's house. When you go to Puri, go to Kashimishra's house, you see a little room like a cell, like a jail cell. And they say he stayed there, but it's not the way it was. He stayed underground in a cave. That's why it's called Gambira Lila. Gambira means like secret, like a garba. Garba, Gambira means secret, hidden. It was in a cave underground. That cave fell in over time, so they made a room above the ground just to commemorate the Lila. It's not the actual place. There was the room was underground. There was a room, but there was an underground way to go down, like downstairs. You have one floor, you open the door, you go down the stairs, down the gym into a basement. It was like a basement, but it was kacha. It was just dirt. So it was full moon night, Vaishak Purnim. That means it's night of the Rasa dance. So Lord Chaitanya is feeling very restless. He's in Radharani's Mahabhav when the full moon is in Udipan for Madhura Rati. It stimulates the amorous love in the lover's hearts when the full moon rises. And the wind is, gentle breeze is blowing, carrying the fragrance of flowers, night-blooming flowers. So Radharani is in a mood for romance and dancing with Krishna. Wild sound effects. So he entered the atmosphere of the garden and he started singing a verse from Gita Govinda. He started dancing around the garden. The Mahaprabhu was dancing around the garden under the full moonlight, singing Gita Govinda. He's a really romantic guy, man. Gita Govinda is whole romantic poetry. It's like unbelievably intimate description of Radha and Krishna's love affairs and about Rasa also. Meeting and separation and reunion. He wandered every tree, around every tree and creeper, and suddenly he had darshan, Krishna Deki. He saw Krishna under a shok tree. When Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna, he started running to embrace him. Krishna smiled and disappeared. Poof. Antardhan. Krishna Antardhan. After having darshan and losing sight of him, Mahaprabhu collapsed on the ground unconscious. Padila Prabhu Murchita. He fell on a Bhumita Padila. He fell down on the ground. The entire garden became filled with the fragrance of Krishna's body, transcendental body. Mahaprabhu smelled that fragrance and again fell unconscious. He saw and fainted and woke up and he smelled and fainted. The fragrance of Krishna's body, what does it smell like? What? Blue lotus flower, that's right. Nilotpala, what else?
Kalpur, chandan, and musk.
Kasturi, musk. Here it says kasturi and blue lotus. Other books it says kasturi, musk and blue lotus and chandan, sandalwood, and camphor. And then what happened then? Then his mind was stolen by the fragrance of Krishna's body. He ran here and there like a mad bumblebee. He ran around all the trees and plants, hoping that Krishna would reappear. But all he found was the scent of Krishna. So this is an experience. Lord Chaitanya also had darshan with his eyes, and he smelled the fragrance of the body. So Dhruva Maharaj smelled and tasted and saw the Lord. Narada Muni smelled and saw the Lord. and heard the Lord and drew and heard the Lord and smelled the Lord and saw the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya saw the Lord and smelled the Lord, didn't hear the Lord. So what about you? Your turn. So I would just want to explain about that point. That is that sadhakas should intensely desire to see the Lord, to see Krishna, to serve Krishna, to associate with Krishna, to please Krishna. That's the sum and substance of bhakti and sum and substance of our life. So